The following was recorded on Saturday, March the 7th, 2015, for the Prayer Warrior Network. This is Beattie McLean and Jim McMurray sharing about their prayer ministry around the Central Wellington District High School in Fergus.
Sharing a really exciting thing about a high school in Fergus and some amazing stuff that these gentlemen and a bunch of other volunteers are involved with. So, Beattie and Jim.
Hello, hello. It's exciting for me, and I presume Jim, to be here in a group where the action's going on.
And humbling.
Because, well, that too. It's, as the old saying goes, there's three kinds of people that call themselves Christians. Those that make it happen, and those who watch it happen, and those that don't even know it is. And this is a make it happen group, and it's just a blessing to be sitting here in this room.
It is a blessing.
It's really great. It's really great. Sandy, I've already talked to her about it, and somebody else did. I don't know why she's so unhappy with herself for only getting $75,000 out. Man, whip her! She's there's something wrong with her. That's amazing. That's amazing. It's amazing that you got $75,000 out. It's amazing you're disappointed in it. That's just amazing to me. Hey, we're
I didn't get it out.
Well, yeah, but we're working on maybe 50.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Not 1,000.
Maybe 100.
Yeah. So that's pretty amazing to me. And this guy over here, I keep seeing the name coming through on emails here and there, and I just say a prayer and go, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times. And may the Lord bless you in ways you haven't even seen yet, because it's just, he's obviously using you and you're making yourself available. That's wonderful. That's an amazing thing. I think there are those of us claim to be Christian that say, and what did you say? Nah, can't be me. He goes. And that's an amazing thing. That's an amazing thing. I think one of the amazing things also is that God must have a great sense of humor. We've been sending from North America missionaries around the world for years, gathering up bazillions of dollars. And now he's bringing them here, and they pay for the trip. And I think it's wonderful. We got them at our doorstep, isn't it?
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? What are we doing about it? Out of this room, not much, but in this room, a whole lot. I think that's just an amazing thing. I was involved in a mission field by terminology for a number of years, and got to be in about 265 different churches across Canada to inspect or ask or stir. What's going on here? And most of them, there's not much. You made a comment about, I hate to say it, but, you know, the wasp gang. The bees have a disease, right? It's an amazing thing. We're having a sleep. We're really having a sleep, and it's a shame. And as we watch the world change all around us, and we're hovering somewhere complaining over coffee at Tim Hortons, what do we expect?
Double-double.
Ah, we're going to get it double-double, even if without asking. It's an amazing thing. Well, back in part of my mission days, I was involved with an organization called Men for Missions, and I'm not anti-female. Barbara will verify that.
Maybe.
But men don't do as much as ladies. Keep going, girls. We have a tendency to think about it, plan it, form a committee, analyze it, and start all over. And, you know, after several years, we just got another plan, slightly altered from the first one we started with. But we don't do a whole lot. Sorry, guys. Can't say that about everybody in this room. But across the world of Christianity, and well, at least in North America, that's the statistics. Guys sit. We sit and think. We sit and, you know, we're going to approach it again tomorrow, and we're going to do it again. And it just doesn't happen. So I got involved. The Lord put a burden on my heart about the guys sitting. So getting from our seat to our feet was always a challenge for me, and the Lord stirred me into that in a big time way. Well, it was big time for me, and a lot of stuff happened. And I'll get to this prayer thing. We worked our way up to that through a little history, and I'll try and be fast. There was a Men for Missions group in a restaurant in Elora that started meeting in the 90s somewhere for a Bible study and a breakfast at 7 a.m. And there was, you know, a group of 5 to 15 usually, and we ate and studied the Bible. So it's kind of interesting. Around somewhere around 2004, it dissolved. Well, no, it didn't dissolve. It split. It went to two different directions, so there was nobody left in Elora doing it. So the Lord laid this burden on my heart. Can't stop. I'm kind of like him from this standpoint. I don't like taking summer off. I don't think God does. So we go 12 months a year, 52 Fridays or however many there are in a year. And we started in our house. Well, it wasn't real long. I guess it was pretty slow in your measurements scheme here. We outgrew our house, and this gym here has a great rec room that can hold 30, no problem. So we moved there, and it's been filling up. We're averaging 15 to 25 would cover most Fair Fridays. And a lot of things are happening there. And somewhere in the middle of that project of studying, we had this great observation that we made. We study it. We analyze it. We think about it. We plan. We have coffee. We have warm preheated mugs even at this guy's house.
Watch the hockey.
Oh, yeah. And what are we really doing? So, somewhere along the line, there's a youth group in Fergus that's called The Door. And I think it was Jim, since he was involved with it. Tell him about the burgers and the barbecue and so on. Give us an idea how that birthed.
Well, they have a little program at, in the fall, they have a thing called Shanty Town, where they give kids a little introduction to what it's like to be homeless. Because a lot of these kids are that come to The Door. They're not. They may be couch surfing. They may be have a home, but they don't spend much time there for a variety of reasons. And so the Shantytown thing is to give the kids from churches an opportunity to experience what it's like. And God's been very good in providing really nasty weather a couple of years when they were almost they were driven out on one occasion by a very violent thunderstorm. But it's so we decided that we would simply go up there and volunteer to give out the hamburgers. We cooked them and took up the barbecues and so on. It's a pretty small thing, but it was doing something. Here we were, all these guys meeting on a Friday morning, and not really doing much. You know, thinking about doing things and having good intentions, but not really getting around to actually doing it. And I think that's what Beatty was referring to. Beatty, I'd like to say a thing about the prayer thing. I've just done a little reading about revivals, quite a lot of reading about revivals, more than involvement in a revival, typical of what he's been talking about. But it's every major revival that has occurred in recent human history has been preceded by smaller groups to start with, and then larger groups, and prayer, prayer, prayer. And God doesn't do what you tell him to do. God does what God's going to do. But I believe God is willing to work with people if they are willing to work with him. And it's so evident that the revivals were not accidental. There were faithful people who went before and prayed impossible prayers, prayed for impossible things to be done. And to some extent, that's really what we had hoped we would have in our meetings. And to some degree, it's happened. But we feel like rank amateurs compared to the things that you folks have shared with us today. And we are rank amateurs. Mm-hmm. But we're inspired, I would say, and encouraged, certainly.
For
and,
sure.
Yeah. So, Beatty, you better go ahead from there.
Another little step. Something Solomon said relative to what we're called to do and how he's called to take that message, drop it, and run. He didn't use those words. But don't hang around and let the clock eat up while you're having potatoes and eggs and salad. Not that that's all wrong. He's doing what he's called to do. And one of the most amazing scriptures to me over the years was Mark 4, the parable of the sower. And it starts off like this. A sower went out to sow. And I had an amazing study at 3 in the morning one time. And if you want to take an hour, I can tell you all about that. Just God and me. And I was sitting on a sack of seed. And there aren't any seed sacks in our house, but there was one that morning at 3 in the morning. And it's an amazing thing. The first discovery was, who is I? I always thought that sower parable was for everybody else in the church, the ones at the other end of the pew, the ones that are missionaries. They're getting paid for the job. How about the preachers?
The Solomons.
Who? Yeah, him. It's singular. And I remember being blown away by it. Singular? Never thought about it as singular. Who is it? Well, I was reading it at the time. The options are pretty limited. Right? Yeah. It's an amazing thing. Now, you can go through, and we've all been through the parable of the sower a gazillion times. I'm sure we've studied it, we've heard about it, we've had sermons. Something I never knew before. The results, 30, 60, and 100 fold. We're somewhere in business here. I figure 30, 60, and 100% markup is pretty good. How about fold?
Yeah.
Times. Wow. You know, that boggles your mind. And I'm thinking, what? Anyway, would there be any 60 or 30, 60 or 100 fold if I sower left the seed in the sack? Would there be any?
No.
30, 60, 100 fold? Zip. And another thing, I don't know whether you want to use this or not, or you're way ahead of me. Not many verses later in that parable, God says, I sower went out to sow, and then all the details in there about the stuff, you know, a few things. And then he says, this is my version, go to bed and sleep.
That's right.
And while you're sleeping,
yeah,
he will make it germinate, because I don't know how to.
Exactly.
What a boss. Throw the seed, go to bed. And that's what you're doing, right? What an amazing thing. We don't know how to make it germinate anyway. We can have meetings so the cows come home and the cows all die. And we can't make it germinate. What an amazing thing. Anyway, I can get wound up on that, as you can tell. We had a group in Fergus years before we got involved with the Fergus High School. Mothers Who Care was their name, that group. They had kids in high school at that time for about 15 years before we came on the scene. And they used to go, prayed mostly in their homes because they didn't get a lot of cooperation from the principal. There is some resistance out there. Anybody surprised? But they blackmailed those guys. I believe it. They blackmailed. About once a month they came in with fresh, hot, steamy baking, like cookies out of the oven and muffins into the teacher's room in the high school. They were very welcome for that. And they prayed for 15 years. And the year we started and we didn't know, along came a Christian principal. Whoa! And then this guy and several other Pauls in our Friday morning group got tired of talking about it, thinking about it, and doing nothing really about it. We thought, why don't we pray her out about the high school? Because these mothers had kind of semi-retired because their kids had all graduated from high school. They didn't have the same interest. So we went to see, several of us went to see this principal. And lo and behold, she says, pray? Why, sure! Wasn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
Wow! So there's when it started. We started in October. We missed a few weeks of school of
September
13. I didn't have my bookings for September. No. I got our date written down there. It was October 2012 when we actually got started into a group. Our goal was to have some praying person on that high school property every school day for the whole year. We sat down with the principal. She was very cooperative at making out some guidelines. If we can show up some here later, and I'm going to tell you about that stop sign, by the way. And I've got some rough copies here if you want to have a look at it. It's just guidelines that she, the principal, thought would be good, would be acceptable, and would keep us slightly below the radar. We don't want to go around waving big placards so that every atheist in the village or in the school is going to come out and stick nails in our tires. We want to pray to God. We're there to commune with God, not to cause a fight. So we're there, we're off the property by 7:30 in the morning. And we don't come back until 4 in the afternoon. And that's when most of the people are gone, the teachers, the whatever. And it's really been interesting watching what's going on. And do you want to tell a few things? Some of the stages we've gone through. I got some here I'll remind you. Okay. You can think up some I never even remember.
Well, I think, first of all, we believe that the prayer is powerful. We believe that she told the parents council that we were doing this, and we made a commitment that we were not going to buttonhole kids, we were not going to proselytize, we were going to pray, and that's what we do. And the people who go, it's surprising, we've got about 40 to 45 people who are involved in the activity, and we got four prayer captains, and we've had some interesting things that have come about as a result of it. One of the vice principals was taking a group of parents on a little tour, talking about the school. The school had a bad reputation. You know any high school that doesn't have? So they had big problems with drugs and various things. I was one Friday. I was with some people. They were, I think, all women, possibly excepting for me. We walked and prayed one Friday, and one of those people is a true prayer warrior, and she called on God to do something about this drug problem. This is the thing that probably got my attention more than anything else. That was on a Friday. On Monday, there was a big drug bust at the high school, and a whole lot of people were arrested, people that were coming in selling things to kids, and they were caught, and I guess it was all happening. We didn't know, but it was taking place. So that showed me that just praying made a difference. So now that we're finding, the one vice principal told these parents, said, you know, we haven't had a fight on the school property for 2 years.
Wow.
Mm. So we're not sure anybody's being converted to Christianity within the school, but we do believe it's making a wonderful difference in that school, and we're just rejoicing in the fact that we're being allowed to do it. Now, it's quite different from surrounding a school and giving out Bibles, Solomon. It's not what we're doing, but the word is getting around, and I'll just give you one example. This last week, One of our walkers, who comes to the Friday morning group, his car wouldn't go into gear on the morning, Tuesday morning. He was supposed to be going up. Very cold day in Fergus. It was okay down here, but it was cold up there. But he couldn't get his car to go into gear, so he walked. He walked in this cold morning up to the school, did his prayer walk, and was just ready to go home. And the secretary for one of the VPs came in and said, she was just coming into the school, and she said, where's your car? He said, too old, wouldn't start. So she said, well, I'll drive you home. That's pretty neat. You know, we've got favor with those people. They have seen us now. They've seen a group of people going around there for 2 years, and they're impressed. Well, they're impressed with people getting up that early in the morning, coming out in the cold, and it's all pretty easy stuff. It's very easy for what we're doing. But they are impressed, and some people, including some of the teachers who are Christians, are encouraged by it. And some of the kids who are Christians are encouraged. And then, BD, the one thing that never fails to be good, the end of the school year each year, we buy pizza for everybody. And it's amazing how many kids turn up who have never been to a meeting of the student Christian group, but they come for the pizza, and that's okay. So that's a winner too. And could I share, BD, about the June thing? The principal called to a number of us and called BD, and he shared it with us. We've allowed just one person to be there. We don't want this principal's busy lady. And BD,
this is the principal called up.
Yeah. She called BD. And she said that they, at the end of the year, they have had a sort of a heritage of pranks. And every year the pranks become a little more, maybe a little more problematic. And last year they had a very bad situation where a police officer who was in the school actually was injured during this little commotion that took place. They brought a bunch of water balloons into the cafeteria and started throwing them at people. And it wasn't very good. So she said she'd like to have some citizens from the community, perhaps some older folks, some grandparent-type folks, some business people, and so on, come in for lunch on in June. So a group, we're putting together a little schedule, and there'll be about four people who are community representatives coming into the cafeteria, getting a free lunch, and being invited to join, have their grandchildren or their kids join them, and so on. And she believes that that's going to help to... So it's not really... a direct outreach of the prayer group, but it's the same people, and it's very encouraging to have that taking place. So I think that's about it. Beatty,
well, we didn't have to push our way on that one at all.
No, that was an invite.
Yeah. One of the interesting things, and I was thinking of Sandy going around to churches, it's worth a trip in your local area. Take a trip around the churches and ask them to get involved. Ask them to pray. Oh, I don't know whose team they're on, most of them, but it's a minority that's interested in saying, pray, sure, we will. We'll promote it every Sunday for a month and get you filled up. No, I thought out of all the churches in Fergus to get 40 people, it'd be great. We laid out a plan whereby we just decided we'd do a four-week rotation. So we got week one, two, three, and four, and we have people there, X numbers on each day, for week one, and then they sit out 3 weeks, and the fourth week they come back again, so that everybody doesn't have to be there all the time. There are a few that go every week. There's one in this room over there, and several that go, say, every Friday, every Tuesday, every whatever. But most of them go once every 4 weeks, so it breaks it up a little. We have a group leader for every one of those groups, and they send out reminders and so on, so it's a little bit organized, took a bit of planning, but it wasn't that bad. One of the things, here's a little thing that may not mean anything to anybody else. We started, one or two of us might have been there in September, the first year around. And when we started there, and I think it was October of 2012, when we first got our group starting to fill up the slots for every school day, I remember going in that week of October, and I came to that stop sign. There's a place around the school where buses come around. Nobody's supposed to be there except the buses in this particular loop. And there's that stop sign there. Do you see what's written on there? Some student added to the stop, "Don't stop believing." It wasn't there before.
No.
I didn't paint it. But I was mighty happy that it was there. Sorry?
But you paid someone to do that.
Oh, I'm way too cheap. Isn't that an amazing thing? That was like, God... I think we're in the right place. Isn't that an amazing thing? Now, it's a silly little thing. Bounce up one or two more.
There you go, Denise.
Yeah. That was just to remind you that it's Fergus. That's just up near the high school. This is our very first season. Do another one, Denise. We're obviously at Center Wellington District High School. And
Scottish Heritage. Yeah.
I don't know where to stop. It's just, we'll though. The church calls were disappointing. We have about five churches involved out of 15 or so. I had a couple that basically didn't even want to bring it up to the conversation congregation. No. They didn't even want me to leave them something I could hang on the bulletin board for congregational members to directly contact us. And I'm thinking... Wow, this is not exactly what I would have guessed, but it's true. We have one Baptist church in Fergus that is involved. It's one of the ones that, in fact, the pastor there comes to our Friday morning men's group pretty well regularly. I will give you two quick examples without a name, and you can guess. One was in Fergus. Another one was in Elora. The Fergus one, I got talking to the pastor, the lady, I think she was sent there to solve some problem. And I asked her, I proposed this praying at the high school. And she sort of said, well, no, I don't think we're interested. And I said, well, you know, we should really be. The kids need it, the teachers need it, and it would be good for those praying. Well, are you going to include all the denominations? What about the Islam? She came up with a name. I said, we'll pray for them too. And that wasn't what she was looking for. Anyway, the one in Aurora, I got talking while I was waiting for the pastor. I got talking to the secretary, who was chairman of their board. And I just, when I got time to kill, I got to ask questions about the only topic that really matters. And I found out in about 5 minutes, she believes in evolution. She doesn't believe God spoke it into existence in 6 days. And she's the chairman of the board. So she's not praying either, or promoting it. I got to tell you one highlight. Pardon?
Yeah. Got a good DVD for her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to give you one highlight, and we could go on for a long time. Last fall, I'm there in my 7 o'clock morning, and I'm walking around. There was two guys, me and another guy, going different directions or whatever, and I see this big crowd down there. Now, we've had the custodians come out a time or two that are generally pretty friendly, but I don't think all of them will join our group. But aside from all that, I see this big crowd, and as I'm getting closer, I'm thinking, oh boy, Lord, hope it's all good, and it's in your plan. And I get up there, and there's 17 school kids, high school students in this group, out there praying. Yeah. A couple were parents, out of the Freedom Club, they call it. Can't call it the Christian Freedom Club, but they can call it the Freedom Club. 17 students out there praying. Hallelujah, Lord. Something's going on.
Yes. Yeah. May I a question or a suggestion? Probably what we need to do, like is how you're doing with the schools, going out praying, we need to do it for the churches on Sunday, go and walk around the churches.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Yeah. When they ask us what we are doing.
There's a lady that's a part of our group that has started organizing prayer at another public school. Victoria Terrace, if you can think of that name. They haven't got started yet. It's near the Baptist church that I had mentioned.
If I can just share one example for you, you know, related to what you were saying. I asked this church, we'll be doing the entire area around you. Yeah. Would you like to advertise your programs and all these things so, you know, people can know that, okay, you know, Christian, non-Christian people also can know what's happening in your church. They can come and bring their kids to the programs. This is a way for you to get in touch with them and to, you know, present the gospel message. They says, okay, we will have a meeting. I says, how long will the meeting take? They says, in 3 months they will be having the meeting. I says, okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.
I think, Solomon,
we've got to remember Joshua, we've got to remember Jericho. There's all kinds of evidence that that really did happen, by the way. I mean, we know that.
It's
absolutely clear. That says to me that prayer walks around buildings, public buildings, churches, definitely, sure.
Yes.
I think you
will shock some of them when they come out and ask why are you doing this?
Exactly.
Ah, because you are dead.
Yeah.
You need to go alive.
Well, we've had people say, with our Friday morning group, we've had people say, 7 o'clock in the morning? That's not going to last. Yeah. And we started with, I said, well, with half a dozen or approximately, and 2 weeks ago we had 22. And these people are coming and they're growing. These people who are coming are growing. That's wonderful. Anyway, so I'm sorry, I'm just taking, we got to quit beating, let these other folks on.
Jim and Dee, thanks so much.